the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
We welcome you back in as we continue with the coach's conversation, talking with Chad Hibden this morning of the Blackman Lady Blaze. And it's been kind of an up and down week, I guess. Pretty tough game, which we got to see on the road at Smyrna, but beat them 43-36. And last night, 51-38 loss to the Oakland Lady Patriots. And Chad, that just goes to show you that that's what I was talking to Sean about just a moment ago. This district, maybe, is from two through the middle is very, very close. There's not a whole lot of difference in everybody.
Well, there's not. I mean, obviously, you know, you know that Riverdale is where they are, and you know, they're really tough and they're a really good basketball team. And like you said, you know, Oakland Seagull, Blackman, Smyrna, you know, right there in the mix. You know, probably 10 or 12 points, you know, one way or the other, you know, every night, just depending on how the game's played and, you know, different scenarios and things like that. But it makes it fun, makes it challenging, helps your kids hopefully be prepared and understand that, you know, those games are important and big. And, you know, we got to win at Smyrna and fell short last night. You know, but playing both of those teams pointed out some things that we've got to get a lot better at. And we thought we learned that lesson at Smyrna and some things. And, you know, I've got to do a better job of getting our kids mentally prepared and focused and ready to tackle the task at hand. And I just don't think last night that, you know, we had a focus and a desire like Oakland did. I mean, it really, and I put a lot of that on me. Being able to get our kids to understand the significance, you know, of the next basketball game. And, you know, last night we just, you know, we came out flat, shot it very poor, didn't defend well, and, you know, we didn't rebound like we normally do. And when you don't do those things, and that's what you kind of, you know, build your team around, and you're not good at the things you're supposed to be good at, then it makes it a tough night. And then we battled. The one thing about our kids, we didn't quit. They fought hard. You know, we tried to make a few adjustments, and then, you know, it just Oakland, you know, really, really played well, and they, you know, deserved to win a basketball game last night.
Basketball is really a tough game. It's a tough mental game, and to be up and be prepared and be where you need to be every game, it's a grind, isn't it?
It's a grind. I think I use the word maturity. I mean, you have to have, you know, just personal maturity and basketball maturity, you know, too. You have to pay attention to detail. You have to want to come to practice. You have to, you know, want to – it's, you know, people talk about the will to win. We talk about the will to prepare to win. And you've got to have an unbelievable maturity level when it's that kind of grind every Tuesday, Friday. You know, you're practicing. You've got school. And that's something we're learning right now, and we've, you know, like I said, we had a good test this week with two good opponents, and, you know, hopefully we'll grow from that. And you know, basketball is really about where you are heading into tournament, and hopefully those things. And you really want to, your weaknesses pointed out, because I think everybody can kind of see your strengths, and we sometimes dwell in our strengths a little bit more than find out our weaknesses. And I think that was a good week for us to find that out, and hopefully we'll take those things, and we'll come in, and I'll and our coaching staff will do a better job of getting our kids mentally and physically prepared.
The fact that everyone is so competitive in this district, and we were just talking to Sean about that, and in this Middle Tennessee area, your weaknesses are going to be exposed, and for you to see those and work on those, that's what makes it so interesting. By the time you play a second time and then district tournament, you play somebody, you know, for a third time and maybe even a fourth time in the region tournament. That's why those scores keep going down, because you get better with your weaknesses and you expose the other team's weaknesses.
Well, there is no middle ground. I just firmly believe there's no middle ground. You're either going to get better or you're probably going to get worse. Now, whether you really get worse, it may be because the other teams are getting better, but in hindsight, that's what it is, you know. And because of that, you know, you've got to understand that really the only way that you can get better is to accept that you have weaknesses individually and collectively. And as you do those things, and as our team does those things, then we hope that, you know, is able for us to go out and practice and work on those things and put those things into drills and put those things into practice situations and point them out to our kids and our coaching staff to be able to challenge our kids and our kids be able to accept that challenge and be motivated and be disciplined enough to go out and, you know, just really make those things important in order to continue to get better.
Chad Hibden, our guest this morning, talking Blackman Lady Blaze basketball. What I find interesting about your team is you've got like a, I don't know what the mix is, but it's you've got experience. You bring back you know, state tournament experience and players. You bring you know, upperclassmen, but maybe not the playing experience. Then you've got some real youth on your team. So it's an interesting makeup of people who have experience and those who maybe don't have a lot of playing time.
Well, in all honesty, when we have two kids with basketball experience, you know, some of our kids have some, you know, program experience and being right. Part of that team and stuff like that, but it's, you know, Cox and Hall. I mean, they're the ones that have been in the grind. They're the ones that have been on the floor. Those are the ones that, you know, they've been on a varsity team for 4 years. And, you know, our juniors, they were on the team last year. They're all three of our juniors were only on the team last year and played sparingly. They were very vital to our program, you know, but most of that just practice situations, scout team stuff like that. You know, so they're trying to figure out now what it's like to play in the district, to be on there, to be on the floor in a game like it was last night. And you know, their Oakland's energy last night was better than our energy, and I think that's a little bit of that youth. So, you know, lesson learned. You know, we'll chalk it up. You know, hats off to them. Coach Grandstaff and their players, you know, they did a great job last night of being ready and being prepared. And, you know, we have to understand how competitive and physical big-time district games can be, and that's what it was last night. And those are the good things for those young players.
Yeah. A lot of times you have somebody who either has, you know, all of that experience coming back, maybe a junior coming back but didn't see the floor, or it has to make it fun to go into work, and it has to be fun for, you know, Chelsea and Courtney, I would think, to be, you know, they've been here. They've got the battle scars, and to have somebody look up to them. You have to have a special person that can take on that responsibility, but I think we know those young people well enough to know that they handle that well.
They do, and they really do it well as a tandem because they're two different people, yeah. Personality-wise, and so they balance each other out. You know, where, you know, Chelsea just, you know, does such a good job of being steady and coming and preparing and being ready and paying attention to detail. And then Courtney does such a good job of being a competitor and being physical and showing a little bit of emotion. And you know, so those two as a whole, as our senior leaders, they really do a good job together sharing that with the other, you know, the other kids on our team.
Chad, talk to us a little bit. I guess we haven't talked since before Christmas. How did the holidays go, and kind of refresh our memory? You were kind of all over the place, I think, over the holidays and first of the year.
Yes, we were down at Mount Juliet and played them in the first game of their classic, and had a really good basketball game with them. It was a, you know, 2 or 4 point game pretty much the whole night, and we missed a couple of easy baskets inside 2 minutes. We were down 4, missed a couple of layups, you know, contested layups, but still layups that, you know, you want to try to get. And, you know, so the ball didn't bounce our way a couple times there, and then they were able to, you know, get a win there. And then after that, we played pretty well for a stretch. Got a challenge game by Clark Range, who's, you know, obviously, as we all know, anybody knows anything about high school basketball, you know, Coach Rogers is as good as there is in high school basketball, and he did a good job of having his teams ready to play us. But our kids did such a great job of finding a way to win that basketball game. They slowed it down, packed it in, and our kids really hung in tight. And Mike and Norris made a couple of great plays in the last minute to get a 2 or 3 point victory there. And then we went on to win the championship game against McMinn County, who was a sub-state team last year. So that was a nice win for us. And then the district grind started. And
it's district from here on, I guess.
It is. Tuesday, Friday for us.
Coming up, let me look at my schedule here. Is it Siegel, then Riverdale, I think, this week?
Yeah.
We've got them both here on the radio, so
awesome.
It's going to be a fun week of basketball. Siegel is let's see, at your place, I think, on Tuesday.
I think that's correct.
And then Friday on the road at Riverdale. Pretty critical week, I guess.
Very, especially the Siegel game. And, you know, we better take one game at a time, the old cliche, but it's very, very true. We have to, if we want to stay where we need to stay in our district, in the race, battling for the, you know, top couple spots there, we really need to have a good practice on Monday and be ready to go. Coach Bush will definitely have his team ready, and they'll be prepared. And I think they'll have the same kind of fight and desire that that Oakland has.
You got a kind of target on your back. I mean, you've been in a state tournament a couple of years in a row here.
We have, and I think we've beat those teams the last couple of years, and that's what I told our young girls last night. I said, you got to understand, this is a different team, but because of what the players before you have done, then you're going to get their best shots. I think Riverdale's in that same situation, and Oakland was very excited to win that basketball game last night, as they should, and because I think they knew. I think they, last year they had a couple of chances to knock us off, and we found a way to win against them last year. And I think they remembered that. I don't think our group remembered, that much, last year, because I think you get in those situations. And I think we'll remember the game from last night, and hopefully that'll be a springboard for us and a wake-up call for our coaches and our players to get back to some Lady Blaze basketball.
Well, just to give you a for instance, Siegel had Oakland on the ropes this last Tuesday night. I think they led most of the game. Oakland had, did what you did maybe to Oakland last year, and then at the end pulled that game out. So it's going to be a very competitive game for you Tuesday.
Well, it is. I think, really and truly with what we talked about first, those, three or four teams there in the middle of the pack, it's really going to be who comes out the most focused and who comes out with the most intensity. And I think, really who has that desired, that night, who really wants it more, each possession. And that's fun. It makes it fun to coach, makes it fun to play in. And, that's what this district's about.
Chad, we appreciate you coming in, and good luck this next week. I guess we'll see you a lot.
All right. Sounds good.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
All right. Chad Hibden joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Hope you'll hang in there with us when we come back. We've got more Coach's Conversation straight ahead here on WGNS AM-FM.